Next,
we'll
have a workshop about it. It's from the Freedom article by Baal HaSulam. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies, by bringing them to the degree of the complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful to not bring the views of people so close that the disagreement and criticism might be terminated from among the wise and scholarly. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. Question for a workshop. What are the things that we should compromise in order to reach connection? And what are the things that we are not permitted to compromise? Again, the question. What are the things that we should give up in order to reach connection? And what are the things that we shouldn't give up for this connection?
זה שאלת חכמים, אני לא יודע, זה קודם כל נגיד ש...
Oh, that's a question for smart people. In the last few days we've been talking about how making concessions relates to others. If we said that annulment is with respect to oneself, then concessions is with respect to others. Now what are we conceding?
To give up. What should we give up for each other? And what mustn't we? What we're not supposed to, what we shouldn't. We let go of the negative relation, negative attitude. Actually, a person has to give up everything he has for others in order to what he has in order to receive his criticism he has for others. These things he should annul.
It seems to me like I don't cancel my view, but my desire to kind of or to impose my opinion on others.
Yeah, we don't annul the singularity, the uniqueness one has, but you do give up your negative attitude to others when you're actually canceling others. That's what you have to annul, concede.
I relinquish the approach, all the approach of pride that only I exist in society. And we don't concede our connection, our mutual feeling of connection.
Yeah, I'm conceding the importance of myself, not conceding your importance, conceding my rosh, but I'm not conceding the avyut upon which I put you as a rosh. I'm not giving up for the masach.
We let go of everything that doesn't bring us into prayer, everything that doesn't bring us to the understanding that the Creator is the operator, and it doesn't give us anything other than making us prouder. And all we need is to ask that He will work.
I concede the fact that I'm doing, I'm the one deciding. We're not conceding the fact that the Creator is the one doing.
Yep. Basically, we give up everything, more or less. We don't give up the participation. We don't give up the corporeality of the friend. That's what I think.
Actually, one gives up his time, his comfortable time and efforts. These are all concessions, but it's the Creator doing them. We just try to connect above all the difficulties, the criticism, the evil that is revealed with us, in us, with love.
According to the excerpt that the friends read in the beginning of the workshop, we must not relinquish our view, we must keep it. Otherwise, well, actually, you can't give up our views. Barasalam writes that too. You can't let go of that. What you can let go of is your desire to impose it on others, on what you want to do with it.
Yeah. You don't let go of our opinions, our views to ourselves, but you do let go of your negative attitude to others to give a good example for bestowal.
You let go of everything that has to do with your ego, with inclination only for yourself, with all the forms of this world. And the importance we get from the connection together, you have to put this above everything.
What else can you say? Don't let go of you. We don't let go on realizing the friend's point. This is why everyone's here. We're not letting go of the change of the attitude for whom we relate to. Not for ourselves and the Creator. We have to work very strongly on the fact that we shift the balance about this attitude to others.
We 10 number 29 from Petah Tikva, together with 10 number 2 from Nuremberg, the Yekaterinburg, 10 and 10 number 2 from Haifa, will lead this day together. Time is short and work is plenty. We have a short time before the World Convention. Let's use every moment to ask for the friends. The Creator wants us to bring to Him the people of Israel and the rest of humanity. We can do this.
Hashem Chazar Beyam Etzli Becha
Hashem, Chazak v'yamech.